My sister Mary did a family history recently there, and she dug up a lot of stuff that I'd heard most of it before, but what struck me about the whole thing was the horrific loss of life at sea in the 19th century. My great-grandfather, Black Jack Gillespie, had four brothers, lost two sons and two nephews and a grandson. My grandfather McDevitt had two brothers lost. My other great-grandfather, Paddy Byer, two sons in the same year, 1897, young men. One of them 19 and one of them 20. The McCanns seemed to be a luckier kind of a gang. There's only two that we know of. The one definitely we know about is my grandfather's brother, James McCann. He was drowned in New Jersey in 1912. But there's another guy now we can never find out really. We know the story. He was killed aboard ship to be eaten. They'd run out of food. And they drew lots to see who was going to be bumped off. There's a story that the lot fell on the captain's son and then they drew them again. But anyway, long story short, your man was killed to be eaten, but they didn't eat him. They were rescued before they managed to get around to eating them. I remember, oh, it must be 50 years ago, the late Jimmy Harrington in Ballyharry told me the story. And he said there was a woman in Ballymacgarrachy had this poem or rhyme. I think she's one of the Farn family. I didn't follow it up at the time, and unfortunately, I can't get a hold of this rhyme now. I only got one line or two lines out of it. It's a bit gruesome. It's when they were rescued. What does it go? A sail, we see a sail. We are saved, I what? Too late for young McCann, he's boiling in the pot.